Before we get in the program, Holly, it is time for this week's joke of the week.
All right, here's our joke of the week.
Okay.
I just saw two birds stuck together in the garden. I think they're Velcros.
Crows?
Yeah, Velcros stuck together.
This week's joke is brought to you by Rescue.com.
American-made rescue products keep your family home and yard protected from the pest insects like wasps, hornets, yellow jackets, fire ants, flies, ants, and more. Learn more at Rescue.com. It's RESCUE.com.
Caw, caw, caw.
Woo.
There you go. Practical gardening. What is practical gardening, Holly? It's really just the simplicity of gardening.
Pretty much. That's what it is. It's like the bare bones, down to earth, down to nature, whatever you want to call it, gardening.
Because we have overcomplicated the simplicity of what gardening should be. Yeah, there is some intertwined things of if this happens, then you should do that, or maybe you should invest in a high quality fill in the blank in order to get longevity, that you're not replacing it every 6 months or every growing season.
It's kind of like your great-grandparents or even your grandparents, depending on how old you are, gardening. So like this,
well, they
is,
made good quality equipment back then. Shovel, a rake, a hoe that lasted.
Well, I think if you invest properly, you can still have good equipment.
Well, true. But the quality of some of the things in which used to be good is not so great anymore because of make it cheap, make it quick, make them buy again.
The rebuying
aspect of it. So place to garden. Basics of gardening.
Right. So you got to think about where you want to garden. That's one of the things is, do you want to keep having to replant stuff or regrow stuff in other places? No. So it's a good idea to figure out where you want to put this garden. Now, if you do have to move it, you have to move it. That's okay. But you want to look at sunlight. Where's the sunlight? You want to think about...
And for people who already have an established garden, this is practical because if you want to expand or change things up, raised beds from a ground or addition to, let's say, straw bales or containers in other places on the property. These are information that you need to be aware of that you may already know of, but you're just not, you know, I want to do it when I get it done. Oh, I should think about that before I do that.
Right. Or is this a practical place to garden? You know, you might have the spot in your yard that seems like it would be perfect for gardening, but then it's too close to your neighbor or something.
Or when it rains, it becomes a little duck pond.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, it looks great until it rains.
Or, you know, your dog is partial to the area.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to make your dog sad? Whatever.
Or, you know, that issues with contamination potential with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's that. Then soil. So you have to think about soil. Now, this means that you might have good soil. You might have not so good soil.
But how do you know?
Yeah. So you should get a soil test.
Soilsavvy.com.
Or perhaps you decide not to go that route and you just decide to put in raised beds, or you do like a straw bale gardening, or just grow in containers.
Import soil in.
Yeah.
Quality soil. Not bag soil, but bulk soil from your local independent garden center. It's just a search click away to find that wherever you may be in the Milwaukee area. Blue Ribbon Organics, we would recommend, where they can transport many yards of good quality raised bed mix or compost in order to get your plants growing. It's an investment. Yes, it's going to cost you, but it's much in the long run. Do you want to put all the effort into working the ground and buying excessive fertilizer and doing all these things to get a very poor, dismal, disappointing crop when you've put so much effort in, or invest in quality equipment, being soil, where you will have very good plant growth and productive fruit harvest or vegetable harvest off of it? And that's not something you have to do year after year. You invest 1 year and you can get multiple years out of that by continuing healthy soil building in your raised bed.
Absolutely. And yeah, you can do that. Another thing to think about is weeds. Now, just you're not going to know how many weeds you're possibly going to get when you first start a garden, but you want to have perhaps a weed plan if you are, you know, a busy person and you want to maintain a garden, but you don't want to deal with weeds because you're like, you know, I travel a lot for work or blah, blah, blah.
It's not worth the time.
Yeah, it's not worth the time, whatever. That's when you might want to consider something like a raised bed, straw bales, containers, what have you, because your ability to have less weeds is higher.
A weed barrier. We'll talk about mulch in the second segment, but there's multiple mulches. Mulches does not equal no weeds.
Right, and that's, I think that's a common misconception, that just because you mulch that it's going to smother all the weeds and you will have no weeds. There are methods of gardening where you will have less weeds, but there is no weed situation unless you are growing like in hydroponic.
Or you're using a lot of chemicals to...
That too.
I mean, Nat Green Products has a all-natural weed killer. It's non-selective, but it's not the glyphosate, but it does kill weeds. But like anything, it's not a fix-all. There has to be a balance. Right.
It does. There does have to be a balance. And that's something to keep in mind is that you can, whatever you put into your garden will have an impact. Some will have a negative impact more, and some will have a positive impact more. But either way, you're changing the chemistry and the ecosystem of what you're doing to your garden, for better or for worse.
Practical gardening, basics of gardening, simplicity of gardening. We can throw in free items for gardening on that. And this is whatever you think it can work. And it's up to you whether you want it to be eye-pleasing or practical or a little bit of both. You can have the ugliest trellis in the world, but it can grow 55 pounds of cucumbers, and who the heck cares what it looks like? But if you're in a situation or you yourself chooses to have a more appealing look to your garden, then investment of specific products may be needed in order to get that look that you're wanting in order to appease yourself or somebody else. And
like an HOA.
But yeah. A preacher once said that I was in attendance of, we buy things we don't need, we can't afford to impress people we don't like. So keep that in mind.
No, but like also people will do things for a certain aesthetic because it pleases them.
For them, it's fine. But if you're doing it for somebody else.
Right.
To try to get some gratification that, oh, they're happy with what I've done, you need to reevaluate some things. Right. This is not a therapy session, but it's just, you know.
But that's the thing, especially with the younger generations. They focus on
what other aesthetic. People think.
An aesthetic.
Okay.
You know, there's different names for these aesthetics, whatever.
I want a pink trellis. Well, paint yourself pink trellis. Have at it.
A pink trellis or all pink.
If you're doing it for yourself, that's fine. That's what I'm getting at.
That's what they do. They do it for themselves, or maybe they set up like a little gnome thing because it appeals to them, and then they know that when they go out there they feel better.
Are gnomes the ones that stay on by the bridge and
those are trolls.
Those are trolls. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, let me get back to this explanation, especially because I'm sure we have some people who are like, I don't know what these young people are doing. So they focus on the aesthetic sometimes because it signals things in their brain like positivity. And
dopamine.
And so then they're like, you know what? I don't know if I like this task, but I have this cute little gnome here and a pink trellis and a duck statue. And I'm going to go out into the garden and spend some time with them. And then it triggers that positive feeling in their brain. And then it associates it with gardening and pulling weeds. And it's been shown and proven that this is a positive thing. So, so if you're like, these young kids are crazy, or they're just too much or whatever, it's actually science.
Okay.
Brain science.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. So, if you're doing it for yourself, fine and dandy. Have at it. But you can, it's anything that you want to create, whether it's the chicken wire wrapped on the railing of a baby crib or a triangle trellis a pyramid trellis that you've created with some logs that you've wrapped juke rope around and plants are crawling up that. Have at it.
Just some random metal mesh.
I've seen where people have taken and burnt, and do at your own discretion, burnt a box spring and then put fence post and put the box spring vertical and use that.
Didn't we do something like that?
We used the bottom of a baby crib frame, not the box spring itself.
We did burn
a Christmas tree, a pine tree. Yeah.
That thing went up so fast.
Yeah. Gives you appreciation of why. How dangerous it is to have it in your house.
Absolutely.
And then 100 years ago, to put live candles, real candles, on the tree.
That's nuts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those people, yeah. Not, I'm glad we've grown
Advanced?
That. Advanced, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Well, advancing to a product or products from waltonsinc.com, it might be a good move as well.
Yeah, we were brought to you today by Walton's Inc. We know you care about where your food comes from. Think about the meat, whether it be something where you need equipment, seasoning, supplies to make sausage. They also have meatgistics.com to help educate people on the hows and whys of meat processing, as well as a community of over 15,000 users who will help give their opinion and guidance on meat processing issues. And they have a full line of mixers, stuffers, sausage stuffers.
Everything but meat.
Everything but the meat. Seasonings. So waltonsinc.com. And if you use code GROW50, GROW50, you can get 10% off your order of $50 or more.
There you go. Make jerky, or if you just need seasonings for the barbecue grill, or in-house cooking, they have all of that.